To most of the world, the Bible is just a history book or a book of practical wisdom, but it's far more than those things. The Bible is God's Word. Here on Timeless Truths Radio Ministry, we believe that the Bible is more than just a bestseller, but it's powerful and life-changing. The Bible has the answers to your important questions and can teach us about the things that are visible and invisible. This is why we are excited to share God's timeless truths with you. We are glad that you have joined us this Sunday morning for our program. And our prayer, as always, is that you would allow God's Word to direct your life. Here is Pastor Burns.
At Kitchener Baptist Church, we preach the Word of God, and we make no apology for the Bible. We stand upon the promises, precepts, and principles of Thus Saith the Lord. And for 35 years, we've preached the cross of Jesus Christ. That Jesus Christ has died for our sins, that he on a cross was nailed to a rugged cross, and his precious blood flowed so that we can have eternal life. He died for us and he died as us. And it is vital, it is imperative that we preach the cross of Jesus Christ. Now, why is that so? Well, that's what we're going to look at here on Timeless Truths, the importance of the cross. It's coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
If I only had one song that I could sing you, or a story I could tell before I leave.
If I only had one message I could bring you, there's no question it would be
about the cross.
But in the end, my life is just about the cross, about the blood, about the place I found God's mercy and love.
And although it's bittersweet, remembering the cost, there's something beautiful
about the cross.
2,000 years ago, if I had watched him die, I think I would have lost all hope, demanded to know why.
But now I know the cross means everything,
and it's the greatest honor to sing about the cross, about the blood, about the place I found God's mercy and love.
And although it's bittersweet,
remembering the cost,
there's something beautiful
about the
Bible says, for Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. We're looking at the cross as we continue this wonderful Bible study. The cross may seem useless to the world, and the cross may seem old-fashioned, but it is the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ that washes our sins away. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Now, the cross is not a popular message to preach, but the cross is an essential message to preach. At Kitchener Baptist Church, we've been preaching the cross for 35 years. We've been faithfully preaching that Jesus saves, that whosoever believes in Christ shall be saved. Now, last week we looked at why it is important for a church to preach the cross. And we looked at preaching the cross sweeps away any pretense. Now, a pretense is thinking that something is true when it is not. And there are many pretenses when it comes to the Word of God and when it comes to the Bible, when it comes to church. And the first pretense that people have is that of being good outside of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. The Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. The picture here is a picture of a sheep who has no shepherd and continues to wander aimlessly. You see, apart from Christ, man is simply wandering in this world with no goal or no promise at all. They are going their own way. Now, religion is just a collection of rituals that man has tried in a feeble attempt to please God on their terms. But the Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I was just looking at this past Wednesday, our Bible study. We meet 7 o'clock for our Bible study at our church. And I'm looking at the book of Revelation, and I'm thinking about in the book of Revelation, the 3rd chapter, we're talking about the church at Philadelphia. And the Bible says that Jesus Christ is the one that is true, the one that is holy. And we think about God's holiness is far greater than the perception of man. We say in this world, we say, well, he's a good person, or that's a good individual, that's a good family. And the Bible says there is none that doeth good, no, not one. And so when we think of God's holiness, and we think of our good or our righteousness, God says, no, that's just filthy rags. Even the good things that we do doesn't meet up with God's standard, because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And so to preach the cross of Christ means that man is hopelessly lost without Christ, that we cannot save ourselves, that we are not good, and that we cannot be good apart from Jesus Christ. Now think of this for just a moment. A man cannot be good outside of Christ. It is sure that he cannot save himself. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Now it's common for us to excuse our faults with this attitude. Well, no one's perfect. And that is true. No one is perfect. People can only be expected to be human, which means we are fallible. Unfortunately, when it comes to their standing before God, all too many people take a different stance. They may not be perfect, but they're good enough. Now, God's standard is perfection. The Bible says that we're all lawbreakers, and if we have broken one law, we are guilty of all the law, the Bible says in the book of James. For all have sinned and have come short of the glory of God. So why is it important for us to preach the cross? Well, it sweeps away any pretense that we may have, that we are good enough without Christ, that we can save ourselves. The cross of Jesus Christ teaches us that there's no other way that we can go to heaven except through the cross of Jesus Christ. Number two, I want to think about the preaching of the cross reveals the love and grace of God. You see, at the cross, we see the love of God. The crucifixion of Christ was the greatest exhibition, the greatest demonstration, the greatest revelation of God's love toward man. At the cross, we see man's crime along with God's compassion. At the cross, we see man at his worst, but God at his best. At the cross, we see man's ruin and God's redemption. The cross reveals that Christ didn't die for good people, but that he died for sinners like you and like me. In Romans chapter 5 and verse 8, the Bible says, "But God commended his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Several weeks ago, I was at camp in Nova Scotia, Canada. I was preaching at this camp, and I had the opportunity to preach the Friday night upon arrival. And there was a young girl after the message that came forward that Friday night and trusted Jesus Christ as her Savior. I was told after the service that that young girl was in the car with the other young people as they were driving to the camp for the retreat, and they were playing a game called I Have Never. And this is a game where you tell of things that you've never had or never done. Like I could say to you, I have never had $1 million. And when this young girl had a turn, she looked at the other young people in the car and she said, I have never had a mom that loved me. Now that night, she was introduced to the cross of Jesus Christ. And the cross of Jesus Christ revealed to her, exhibited to her, demonstrated to her the love of God, that Jesus died for her, that Jesus died for you. And she received the wonderful gift of salvation. At the cross, we see the grace of God. God's grace found us. Man does not seek after God, and we love him because he first loved us. The Bible says there is none that seeketh after God, Romans chapter 3 and verse 11. But Jesus came to a cross because he loves us. He loves us. And he showed us compassion. He showed us grace. God's grace found the thief on the cross. He certainly wasn't expecting to find eternal life at Calvary. He was expecting death, but he found the Lord instead. And it was sufficient for the thief to face death without fear. It was sufficient to answer all of his questions. Listen, the Bible teaches us that the cross of Jesus Christ reveals the love of God. It reveals the grace of God. Undeserving sinners like you and me can have eternal life. Was it for crimes that I have done? He groaned upon the tree. Amazing pity, grace unknown, and love beyond degree. At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burdens of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Why do we preach the cross of Jesus Christ? Because the cross reveals to us the heart of God. Even though we were sinners, heading to a devil's hell, Jesus showed us compassion and he showed his love. Oh, we don't deserve it, but Jesus showed his love. Number three, as we conclude this Bible study this morning, the preaching of the cross divides the world into two groups. I'm glad you're listening. I'm glad you tuned in. You're listening to Timeless Truths radio program. I'm Pastor Burns, and I'm the pastor at Kitchener Baptist Church. We've been on the air broadcasting the Word of God for several years, and we appreciate this opportunity, and we thank God that you have tuned in to listen to the Word of God this morning. But you see, we preach the cross because the cross sweeps away any pretenses that we have, that we are good enough without Christ, that we can save ourselves, because we cannot save ourselves. We cannot save ourselves. And it also, it teaches us and demonstrates to us the cross. We see the love of God and the grace of God on display. But also the cross divides the world into two groups. You see, the two groups are the saved and the lost. Those who are saved and those who are lost. When Jesus died on the cross, there were two thieves, one on either side. By faith, the one thief accepted salvation. He was given a promise of eternal life. Today, you will be with me in paradise. And that promise was given to the thief on the cross, but that promise is given to anyone that puts their faith and trust in Christ. John chapter 3, verse 36, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. And this is a present possession. He has eternal life, and it's a continual possession. He will have everlasting life. Those who are saved. But then on the other side of the Lord Jesus on that cross was a second thief. And that thief mocked the Lord Jesus. He rejected the Lord Jesus. And because of that, he was lost forever. Imagine for just a moment being so close to Jesus, but still rejecting him. Being so close to Christ, but rejecting it all, dying in your sins, and spending an eternity in hell. My former pastor was telling me a story of a young girl that had died in a car crash in Nova Scotia. He was pastoring in a small town called Antigonish at the time, and the young girl's death was shocking to the community. At the funeral, there was a young man that was either backslidden or unsaved. Only God really knew his heart. But my former pastor said that he could see that young man. He says, I'll never forget it. That young man was standing at the back of the auditorium as he preached that funeral, and he pleaded with him. He pleaded with him to get right with God or to come and accept him for salvation. And the young man walked out without a decision. 7 days later, that pastor got a phone call. And that same young man that was standing at the back of that funeral, 7 days later, he was killed in a car accident. And several days later, the former pastor of the church I grew up in was doing his funeral. It's a serious thing to be so close to the cross but walk away. Now, the cross of Jesus Christ isn't a popular message today. The message of the cross is rejected by so many, but when you think of the cross of Jesus Christ, the precious blood of Jesus shed for the world, it declares that God loves us and that God has given us grace, that we cannot save ourselves. That's why Jesus came. I mean, if we could be saved by baptism, then why did Jesus have to die? He had to die because that was the only way. That was the only way. And this message that many people in our world consider to be foolish, the Bible says it's the power of God unto salvation. You see, the cross overshadowed the cradle. The moment that Jesus was born, he was born to die for you and me. And friend, it's up to you to receive him or reject him, because the cross of Jesus Christ divides the world into two groups. There's the saved on their way to heaven, and there's the lost on their way to hell. There's no in between. You're either saved or you're lost. You're a Christian or you're unsaved. You are in light or in darkness. You have the Son or you have not the Son. That's what the Bible teaches us. Now we're moving into Thanksgiving. It's the Thanksgiving weekend, and I hope that you have a wonderful time with family and friends and spend some time to thank God for all of his blessings. And if you're a Christian, one of the greatest blessings that you can thank the Lord for is your salvation. You can thank him for coming to a cross and dying for the sins of the world, dying for your sins specifically, becoming your atonement, redeeming your soul, buying you back from the grip of the devil and giving you life eternal. You can spend some time praising him and thanking him for all that he's done for you and me. Thanksgiving is a wonderful time of thanking God for his blessings. But if you don't know Jesus as your Savior, if you're not a Christian, if you've never taken time to ask Christ to save you, listen, friend, today's the day. Because you don't know if you have an opportunity tomorrow. And Can you imagine being so close to the cross, but being lost forever? Being so close to Jesus, and yet dying and going to hell. You see, the cross is where life begins, and it sweeps away any pretense that we may have that we are good without God, that we can save ourselves. The reason why Jesus came to die for the sins of the world is because we cannot save ourselves. Christ had to come. Jesus died for you, and he died for me. He died as you. He died as me. And we need, in simple faith, to trust him. The cross reveals the heart of God, his love for us, his grace bestowed upon us, unmerited favor. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And the cross of Jesus Christ, it divides the world into two groups, the saved and the unsaved. And so I hope today that you're on the side of the saved. I hope there was a time in your life you put your trust in Christ. And if you have not done that, then you from your heart can say, Lord, I know I've sinned against you. I know I'm a sinner and I cannot save myself. Wash my sins away. Be my Savior. If you've prayed something like that from your heart, then listen, friend, you're born again. We'd love for you to write us, call us, let us know. We want to send you some information to help you because we're on your side and we love to hear your stories. God bless you. Thank you for joining us for Timeless Truths Radio Ministry. I'm Pastor Burns.
You have been listening to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry with Pastor Jerry Burns, pastor of Kitchener Baptist Church. We hope that this message has encouraged you. Pastor Burns has served at Kitchener Baptist Church for more than 10 years. He is passionate about the Word of God and God's answers for today's problems. If Pastor Burns' ministry has helped you, he would love to hear your story. Connect with us online at timelesstruths.ca. You can help keep Timeless Truths Radio Ministry on the air by financially supporting this ministry. For more information on how you can partner with us, please visit our website at timelesstruths.ca or call us at 519-579-2236. Now, here is Pastor Burns with our Timeless Truth for today.
It may be not the most popular message in our world today, but the truth is it has never been a popular message. It is the message of the cross. And we preach the cross because the teaching of the cross may be foolish for the world, but it is the power of God. It is the power of God unto salvation, the Apostle Paul said in Romans chapter 1. And it sweeps away our pretenses that we could ever be good without God. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. And that we are unrighteous and we do not seek after God. But Christ came to this world. He died for our sins. And the cross of Jesus Christ, is our only hope to save our eternal soul. And so we're not good enough to get to heaven. We can't do good things to get to heaven. It is the cross of Jesus Christ that is our hope today. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And I hope today that you'll put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ and him alone. He wants to give you a home in heaven. And that's our timeless truth for today.
So many souls have tested him throughout the course of time. So many still reach out to him with broken hearts and minds. And every one of them will say, with no exception, that they find Jesus never. Show his love when he died for me and you. He rose again to prove that every story had been true. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. You might as well get the Jesus never fails.
this world brings trouble we find so hard to bear. We know we could not make it without Jesus being there. It's so encouraging to know, however deep we're in despair, Jesus never fails. What can I do to prove to you? Tell me, how can you deny? No untold facts, no mystery, it's all so cut and dry. On the witness stand of life, I'll be the first to testify.
For strong beginnings, especially when you start each week with RE Recovery. They meet at Kitchener Baptist Church every Friday night at 7. Whatever you're struggling with, drugs, alcohol, pornography, tobacco, or any other behavioral problems like anger or depression, believe me, RE Recovery offers the help you need. Plus, you'll make some great new friends who understand what you're going through. And RE Recovery is open to people from all walks of life, any faith or no faith, anybody who is just seeking to find something that works. I'm telling you, if you live better, you'll feel better. So why not make this your weekend for strong beginnings with RE Recovery? RE Recovery meets at Kitchener Baptist Church, 1720 Glasgow Street, every Friday night at 7 p.m. For more information, go to RERecovery.org or call 226-336-7680. That is RERecovery.org, 226-336-7680.